When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
Poetry, I feel, is a tyrannical discipline.
I was trying to tell a story.
The book came to me in a sort of a haze.
This is how to write a good short story.
No hope, just booze and madness.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness.
Now, lend me your ears.
Hello, and welcome to Literati with Colin and Michael. I'm Michael,
and I recently started going by my middle name, Steve. So to clarify, the Colin in the full name of the show, Literati with Colin and Michael, does refer to me, but please call me Steve now.
Okay.
I just feel like the name Steve suits me more. I always wanted to go by Steve, and now, after 36 years with the name Colin, I'm just going to go for it. Even though our producers have told me it will be confusing for the listeners to have a show called Literati with Colin and Michael, where the hosts' names are Michael and Steve.
You know, I don't really think
But I said that's your problem. I'm giving this Steve thing a go, whether you like it or not.
Cool. Anyway, this is a podcast about books and the idiots who write them. And Steve, formerly known as Colin, and I, Michael, just it has been Michael and it will be Michael, are your literary guides leading you bravely through the jungles of analogies, the frozen tundras of metaphors, and the desert plains of satire.
We'll scale the cliffs of allegory, climb the mountains of irony, only to then snowboard down the powdery slopes of witticisms.
We'll be getting backside air off the park jumps of hyperbole.
We'll be riding fakie down the cruiser runs of juxtaposition.
We'll be doing corkside flips into a muti grab on the half pipes of foreshadowing.
We'll be doing an egg flip into a 1080 double-handed duck grab off the front side walls of soliloquies.
And of course, we'll then end our day sitting by the fire in the ski lodges of anecdotes.
Drinking a shit ton of booze and getting really fucking drunk. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Yes, welcome. And we are so happy to have you here. But I got to admit, though, Colin.
Steve.
Sorry. Although Steve and I have deep, deep love for all of the analogies, metaphor, satire, words, sentences, paragraphs, even tiny little punctuation marks, sometimes the two of us can get a little PO'd at books.
Yeah, and that stands for pissed off.
We're pissed off. Don't get us wrong. We love the dang things, but sometimes books and authors do stuff that just pisses us right off.
Yeah, every once in a while, they do something that just gets stuck in our craw. And let me tell you, when something gets stuck in your craw, you got to get it out, out of your craw. Otherwise, it's just stuck there in your craw.
You don't want something in your craw.
No.
Your craw should be free to
You're going
to
be irritated if you have something in your craw.
It's better to have nothing in your craw than to have something stuck in your craw.
Absolutely.
And that's why we want to bring a new segment to the show.
Absolutely. This is a brand new segment, and it's called We Got Beef with Books.
And we called it that because, frankly, Colin and I have beef with books.
Yeah.
Some of the beef that we have with books has gotten stuck in our craw, and we wanted to just take a minute to just rip that beef out.
Yeah, because my craw is frankly, like, just so irritated, and, like, I can't pay attention to anything. It's just, like, all I can think about.
Do you know why, Colin?
Why?
Because you got beef stuck in your craw.
Beef stuck in my craw, and that's why we're going to get the beef unstuck from our craw in this segment, We Got Beef with Books. Michael, there's something I got to get off my chest.
Well, now's the time.
All right. Well, I'm sick of these anti-heroes. Okay.
That's my
first complaint. Okay. I'm seeing anti-heroes popping up everywhere, and it's pissing me off.
Oh.
I don't know how you feel about anti-heroes.
Colin, I am right there with you. When I read a book, I want it to be about a hero.
Oh, yeah. It's called a hero's journey, not an anti-hero's journey.
What would that be? An anti-hero's anti-journey?
Yeah. What's next? An anti-hero's anti-journey? Is that what you
That's
just said?
That's what I just said. And see, the fact that you repeated
I'm
it
so
makes
confused.
It seem... It's very confusing, and it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so let's just unpack this. Uh-huh. What is an anti-hero? What,
you know, so it's basically all the, I guess, the qualities of a villain, but they're the ones we're following and rooting for in the book.
And we maybe see them get redemption, or the fictive draw is in watching someone do the wrong things and knowing that we are not them. But for me, that sounds like too much work.
That's too much work. And you know what the other thing I don't like?
What?
I don't like seeing these anti-heroes with all their flaws and then me having to be like, wait a minute, that's the character I'm supposed to relate to? Wait, now I'm relating to all these flaws and negative aspects. Mm. Now I gotta think about how maybe I'm a bad person.
And then maybe change the way I act and treat others.
I'm just trying to read more this summer. Mm-hmm. I don't need this shit.
I want a good, normal hero like a Jesus. Yeah. Give me a Jesus or a Harry Potter. Yeah. There's a reason that Voldemort, or he who shall not be named, isn't the star of the books. There's a reason why the devil only comes up 6 or 7 times in the Bible.
Yeah, you know who the hero is. It's Jesus. Or wait, which is Jesus in the Bible or the philosopher?
He's in the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay, I thought so. Okay,
he's the magic little boy.
Great. And then so Harry Potter is in the Bible.
I don't know if Harry Potter is an actual character or not.
Oh,
I know I said that earlier, but now I'm beginning to think, is that just someone I know?
Oh, okay. He's just a guy you met?
It sounds really familiar. Yeah. So I'm not sure, but it's just one of those things that's kind of stuck in my head.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Well, Colin, I'm right there with you. From this point on, I will not read another book until people stop publishing books with anti-heroes. And that goes the same for movies, TVs.
Oh, yeah. No more Dexters. No more Walter Whites. Give us good, straight down the middle,
heroes.
Meat and potato heroes.
People I can root for. And don't make them challenge my beliefs.
No. No, thank you.
Well, now, Colin, that brings me to my beef with books.
You got a beef?
Yeah. And it's this. Prologues.
Ugh.
I don't want it. I don't need it. If you're going to start a book, start it at the start.
Start the goddamn book.
A prologue is like when you walk into somebody's home and there's a foyer. And then you're like, well, what do I do? This is the mudroom of the book. I got to take my shoes off, my coat off. Am I in the house yet?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you can do with a prologue. You can definitely wipe your shoes on them.
Oh, that's true. I would love to. Every time, and this is 100% genuine, when a book begins with a foreword or a prologue, I get so pissed because I just want to get right into the book that I'm supposed to be reading. And it always, the prologue feels tacked on. It's always 50 years in the past or 50 years in the future from when it happened. And if it was really important, that would be chapter one.
Yeah. And do you ever have this where you start reading the prologue and then like you get halfway or you get to the halfway or to the end of the prologue and you're like, wait a minute, this wasn't the book yet? What the what the hell
it's
am I doing?
Terrible. The book should have started already.
Yeah.
If I'm ever reading that prologue, I'm definitely skimming. Mm-hmm. I'm going...
Forward, fast forward.
I'll be reading one word a page.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. At least an epilogue is like, okay, we summed it up. Here's an extra little tidbit now that you finished it. Here's maybe like we finished the story and then here's a little extra rumination.
Here's a little extra.
But you can't start with a little tiny bit of extra before you begin. I don't need an appetizer for my meal. I'm hungry. And also, it's very unlikely that I'm going to be able to read this whole book because of how my eyes and brain are bad. So throwing more stuff in there, it's like trim that fat, get it out of there.
Exactly. You got to kill your darlings. And those darlings, prologues, get them out of there.
You gotta kill your children. I'm sorry, darlings.
Yeah.
I agree, Colin.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's my beef with books.
Yeah, so Michael and I, we'll probably have more beef in future episodes.
We're gonna have
episodes.
Prime ribs.
Yep.
We're gonna have tuna tartare.
Yeah. Well,
we're gonna have some beef with books.
Yeah, we're gonna get it out of our craw and onto the grill.
Yeah, just wait till I get started on very short or very long chapters.
Very short, very long chapters. Watch out.
Yeah, you're on notice. But one author that we don't have any beef with is our guest today. We're so excited. She, I think, has done it all. She's written screenplays, stage plays, jokes, and I dare say even poems and songs.
Yes.
Please welcome to Literati, Megan Stalter.
Oh, we are so happy to have you.
I just want to say right up top, I'm sorry for being late. I was having really wild sex with my husband in a car. I won't tell you where that was parked.
not around here.
No, it was parked really near here.
Really, because there are just only schools on the block.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that was a school. I didn't know that was a school.
It is. That's why all the children are outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't mind. Our listeners won't even know that you were late.
Thank you.
But now they do. And it's...
I was 45 minutes late plus 2 hours.
Yeah. And your husband is here. He is...
Shirtless.
Sweating profusely.
He doesn't want you to look at him.
Yeah.
He is a burly, he's a burly man.
Big
he's
boy.
What is smoking he,
seven,
a cigarette.
7'3"?
Steven, go sit in the chair.
Get out of here, Steven.
Oh,
get
whoa.
Get out of here.
Oh, he just grabbed my neck. Okay.
Get
go.
Off.
Go, Steven. Sweet. He seems like a sweet guy.
He's looking for a third.
What is
for
he?
Us.
Well. Colin and I are a package. Sorry. Steve and I are a package deal.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's nice to have a. You go by Steven, and then I'll be Steve.
Okay,
and then that'll clear it up.
Well, yeah, sometimes his name's Master. A lot of times.
Oh,
his name he goes by Master.
Sometimes.
Okay.
And does that make you and Commander?
Oh, that hurt my feelings when he said that.
Oh, yeah. Michael is he's kind of
really
ruthless. Yeah, Michael's
hurt.
Ruthless.
I just
yeah.
meant because it's a movie title as Master and Commander.
Why did he say that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he gets off on hurting people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Steven, sit down. He's Steven, trying to get up.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Michael, you got to watch it.
I just want, for the record, I'm so sorry if I offended you. That was not
that
my intention. And I want to say first and foremost, I'm a person with flaws. And if I can't admit it, then who will? You know? So I fucked up and it won't happen again. Do you prefer
Let me shake it off. Let me shake it off.
There we go. A little shimmy boogie.
All right, let's get this back on track.
Right. So you are here to read to us.
Yes.
Now, we, a lot of our guests are, you know, they've been Pulitzer Prize winners. They've been published in the yada, yada, yada. Tell us a little bit about your pedigree and what you'll be reading today.
Okay, well, I've never had, well... Okay, here I go. I've never had anything officially published, but I actually thought that, well, I've always been taught, because I'm a part of the Writers Guild, of course, which I think everyone should be a part of. And that's my little pedestal to stand on. But I think that people are more respected when they're not published.
Agreed.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Arcade Fire, and then they got a Grammy, and I was like, well, it's not doesn't really resonate for me as much. And I try to only read books by unpublished authors because I want to be tapped in to the real culture.
Yeah.
Do I have to be everyone's cup of tea?
No.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And people like when a band is an indie band, they don't like it when they go to a major label.
Kind of like how I said with Arcade Fire and then winning the Grammy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but you liked them even though they were on a major label.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love that. That actually helped me because I could find their CDs better before I could never find them in the store.
I have a lot of stuff that I'm going to be releasing online, though.
Okay.
I have a couple books. Should I just rattle off the titles?
Please do.
Right now? Okay, so my first... Well, I'm going to be reading an excerpt from this first book, which I'm absolutely thrilled about. It is called I'm Too Selfish for Kids.
Oh.
And you have to kind of say it like that.
That sounds a little like, uh-oh, we got attitude with this
yes.
one.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
that's
fun. I mean, Master helped me a lot with that one. Mm. And kind of just, he was kind of my sounding board. He doesn't know how to read or write, but he's kind of my sounding board for ideas for that. So that was kind of a do, I think.
Sometimes the reading and writing gets in the way.
Yeah.
I want just a pure being who hasn't been indoctrinated by the school system.
Yeah, he can speak, though. He can't read or write, but he can
speak.
Can
he speak? Are you asking?
Yeah,
can
I'm asking.
Speak?
Yeah. Well, I know he's wearing like
You're asking if he can speak.
I'm asking if he can speak. Acting as a sounding board, he can.
Well, there's a lot of different things that you can say without using your words, but yeah, he does use them sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I meant to say yes, he does. Okay. Nothing is. Yep, he can.
Great.
Cool. I'll take that.
He can, and I feel like it's rude to even suggest he can't.
Hey, Colin.
Oh, God.
What the hell are you thinking?
I don't know.
I'm going to say something with my gaze right now, looking at you.
Oh, Michael, you are shooting daggers at me with those eyes.
So that's just another example of what makes sense.
Oh, Master, sit down. He's kind of getting up and lunging at you.
Wow.
He's kind of wearing a dog collar.
Yeah, well, I was going to say I am glad that he's on a leash and it is attached to the radiator. And so he can't reach
come
us.
As close. Yeah.
He can't come. He will not bite you.
Good.
That is wet leather. He is in.
Whew.
Okay, sorry. This
oh,
book
no.
is I'm Too Selfish
I'm
for
too
Kids.
I'm Too Selfish for Kids, which you're going to hear a little bit of in a little
And how
while.
Do we say the title?
I'm Too Selfish for Kids.
Okay, there it is.
It's kind of going like, there's a lot said that's not said in the title. Don't you think? That was one of the alternative titles. I'm Too Selfish for Kids, don't you think? But they didn't, well,
It's not good to end a title with a question.
You ran out of book cover.
I ran out of book because I make the text real big.
Yeah. Bazooka font.
Because I want everyone, I want people to, they're walking by a bookstore. What the heck? That font is jumping out at me.
Yeah. What I tried to do when I write books is I make the book jacket the size of like a poster, but then the book inside is normal size book.
I do like a book floor-length jacket.
Floor
and it just goes all the way down. It's more of like a book winter coat.
Well, you hang your books in your closet. You don't have a bookshelf. Yeah.
Do you really
I have
that?
A small little hanger for each. You know the little parts at the bottom that clip onto your chinos? That's what I have each of my books on.
I genuinely think this could be a good idea.
I'm just laughing so hard thinking about those books really wearing little jackets.
I think so too. And then you could hang them in your closet. You know how like they used to make like posters of like CD covers? They like have little like slots you could stick your CD covers in, and then it's just like a big. Like
it's
this
ridiculous.
Could be it's really ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's crazy the stuff people go
they
for.
Go, oh, it's winter. You got to get a different coat on.
Yeah.
A heavier coat.
You have like a light summer blazer, and then you have a winter coat. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh
but
no.
We might. That's what I want to host a party. Someone comes in, sees my books, and goes, they're dressed for the weather.
Yeah.
You know, just like for that one joke.
Yeah.
They're dressed to go out.
And then everybody's got to go back home.
Yes. I don't like people being in my home for more than 10 minutes.
No. It's, look at my books, then get the hell out of here.
Make a joke.
So we might hear a little from that.
Yeah, so we might hear a little from that. Now, of course, this is the one you guys actually wanted to, you emailed me asking about it. And I don't have any experts ready because I excerpts out of it because I haven't written it yet. But
I think we've got the expert that we need right here.
That's
finally
you.
A compliment.
Uh-oh. It takes us a while to warm up.
Yeah. I've noticed that. And the next one is called Sex, Love, and the Stuff That Keeps Us Up at Night. And that is all sex tips, sex moves.
Sex tips.
That was the other ultimate title was sex.
Because
I have a really dirty mind. You'd be actually really surprised about what I can even think about.
Me too, but that's just...
Are you bragging about where, like, the things you can think about?
Yeah.
If you knew how I was undressing Master and dressing him back up, what kind of costume I put him in... In my mind, you'd be really
Your brain
shocked.
Has no firewalls.
Firewalls.
Whatever
no.
you think about, just don't take off his leash. Because we
you
need
don't
him.
Want
we
to see
know.
Him
he
without
is
his
actually
leash
frothing
on.
At the mouth and he making a lot of what I would say obscene gestures.
He's
at
flirting
us.
At you, with you.
I also have a very dirty
That's
mind.
That's flirting?
Yeah, he is flirting. Because he's really all, you know, he's a bisexual like me.
Oh,
hate to say it right up top, but he is.
And you know what, Robert Frost, of that fork in the woods where you got to choose a path, I say, hey, 1 foot on each road.
Yes.
Walk down both.
You know what?
Until it splits you in half.
I just blacked out right just now and thought of a new title for a book.
Okay.
That maybe we can all write together.
Lay it on us.
Well, me and Master, of course, biologically bisexuals.
Okay.
I like that.
A memoir.
A memoir that we'll all write together.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to write that down and
maybe. Love that.
Now,
this could be revolutionary. A three-person memoir?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of this before.
Try to kick Master out?
No. Master.
I do want to see how we vibe because
Radiator
I am,
is like, it seems like
it's kind of knocking
coming
out.
Off the
yes.
wall a little bit. I'm getting nervous.
Do we have time to go back so I can say my joke? Because I had a joke about how dirty my mind
Sorry,
is.
Sorry, Michael. We're really on a time crunch here.
Can I say it as fast as I
can?
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
Hey, I also have a pretty dirty mind, but my doctor says that's because of plaque buildup.
Your doctor said that to you?
Yeah, well, we had to do a number of x-rays, and apparently... it's not because I don't floss, but the stuff I've been eating and the way that I sleep means that there's just shit in my head. And you know the little grooves in your brain? They're full of tartar.
I've never touched my teeth.
Well, you shouldn't. That's one of the myths.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Fluoride in the water is messing
you
up. Touching your teeth, gross. That's food's job. If your teeth are gross, eat more corrosive foods.
That's
chew
a
lemon.
Book. That's
and,
a book.
And
that's
the
a
way
book.
That you're... You have a dirty mind because of all the plaque on your teeth is because your teeth grow upwards into your brain.
My teeth are doing a reverse growth.
Yeah.
They're
Well, you have a 100-watt smile.
And I have 100 teeth. I have too many teeth. I've got three rows on the top, three rows on the bottom.
I was noticing that.
Yeah, but it was a cosmetic choice. Michael wanted to have like a shark, like have sharks have like rows of teeth, different rows of teeth. Mark,
you added
because
a row.
I was like, I want to be a financial shark. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's the first way? Dress for the job you want. I'm going to get more teeth. Now Guillermo del Toro is making a movie based on me. So. Slit another little spooky movie. It's called Man. What? What's it called?
Oh, you do yours, I'll do Desperate mine. Attention Seeking Boy.
Actually,
I love that.
It's called Man's Labyrinth. Okay. And it's a sequel to Pan's Labyrinth, but just with this one man.
Okay.
Well, did you get an accountant job, though, with the business teeth, the shark teeth?
I am an intern on Wall Street. I'm the guy who carries the briefcases upstairs.
Really? Yeah. All of them is
I
yours.
Do not get to take the elevator, not until I've made a sale.
I think maybe you come over and carry one of our briefcases up the stairs once in a while.
What, you and Master?
Yeah.
Where would this briefcase go? Like, apartment?
Up and down
the
stairs. Ooh. Up and down the stairs.
I will do anything for experience and exposure in this industry. Oh, it is all about exposure.
Yeah. You know, I also work on Wall Street. I'm a crossing guard there.
You are absolutely kidding me right now.
Yeah, I leave that part out when I talk to my parents, but yeah.
So you are the one who is crossing them in and out of the of Wall Street itself.
Do you know, have you heard of the Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah.
That guy bit Colin.
So you got bit right when you were taking people across the street and someone just bit you right in the leg.
Well, you look at my arm and you tell me.
Yeah. So.
And my leg.
I am at...
Yeah, he got me twice.
Master's getting excited over there. You see him? He likes that. He likes
leather
that.
Leather is straining. So Meg, any other titles?
Oh, yeah. So there's also... Well, yeah, before we get to the excerpt, there's also a follow-up to the sex, love, and the stuff that keeps us up at night, and it's called Alibis and Lovers.
Okay.
Now that's more gets into the relationship between everyone that's having sex with each other.
Is that about Alibis and Lovers? Sounds like a guide to cheating.
Well, there is a chapter about that.
Okay.
Someone has read my notes.
I'm just saying. I've got one of those minds. To my wives and girlfriends, may they never meet.
I think people actually want... No, I agree with you. I think people want to be cheated on. I think they're asking to be played with.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah, I would love to see Master go into a bar and whisper, look at what I'm about to do, little girl. And he walks over to a little tall woman and maybe he goes, can I touch?
Like that little and tall.
She's little, but
very
she's tall.
Very short, but she's gangly.
She's really, really tall.
But like, as he's talking to this little tall girl, he's saying, can I touch? But then he like looks
he
over
looks
at
me.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he whispers, oh, I know I can.
Yeah.
If you, little slut. Am I allowed to say?
Yeah.
A little on the podcast?
Yeah.
We
do try to avoid
side.
It.
We say
we
on get, the
size
side.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say, he'd say, you would wish this was your back, slut. That's what he mouths to me.
Totally.
I would love something like that. I'd be foaming at the mouth. I'd say, I'm going to need another drink.
Yeah, give me a Sauvignon Blanc to go.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Great. Well, that sounds like a...
Oh, there's another.
Okay.
There's also, this one is kind of political.
Oh, wait, look, can we check in with our producer?
Am I allowed
to
do political?
Are we allowed
to
do political stuff? Yeah, okay.
Okay, we got the go ahead.
It's called Tell Me More. It's called Tell Me More, Tell Me More. Did she put up a fight? And that's a line from a Grease song, from the musical Grease.
Yep. Yeah.
You know the song.
Yeah. It's the one that goes, Tell Me More, Tell Me More.
Tell Me
More,
Tell Me More. And that is, you know, you have to say it like that.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
More. Can I hear you guys say it?
Tell Me More, Tell Me More. Well, you also, in the title, you do have the musical notes around
But you don't want to say the title like in the musical, though.
No, well, you'd
get
sued. You
want to say it different.
Yeah,
you
want
to say it different. Yes, you would get sued if you go, Tell Me More, Tell Me More. You have to go, Tell Me More. I know, I'm a good singer.
Yeah.
In the Houston.
In the Houston
that is at the Chicago Gala. Yes.
That's amazing. I'm a UCB trained singer.
Oh my.
I went through all four levels.
I'm bowing down.
Yeah, UCB famously, they have the improv program, they have the sketch program,
and then the serious acapella. It's called
I'm not worthy.
Serious acapella.
You know.
Not funny. Yeah.
Well, can I hear something? A little note? I hear a little note?
Let me give you a note. What note would you like to hear, C. milady?
C1.
C1. See one, say one. That's if you've been on the trains. Mm-hmm. I know you're new to New York, but that's what, kind see of our
one,
motto.
Michael did one. Also do a level one improv too. So.
Yes.
Oh, so,
I failed. But
I didn't know there was an improvite on our hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well. That's what I'll say before I sing. I need a suggestion of a note.
C1.
C1. Okay.
C1.
Hello.
He was taught.
You added some D too at the end.
He was taught by Matt Besser how to sing.
Well, yeah. I could tell because he added a couple more notes at the end. Well, I can tell you're not a singer.
No, I it's my biggest regret in life is that I've never attempted to sing.
Colin plays silent bass.
Yeah.
When I walked in, I thought, not a singer.
No.
Not a singer.
Were you picking up on the silent bassist?
I said, not a singer, regretted it, bassist. That's the second I saw him, I knew.
And our audience says, our listeners say that they do love it when I play silent bass on the podcast.
So they love it.
I'm going to give them a little...
Give him a taste.
A little taste.
Oh, delicious.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, that was one of the best you've ever done.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it because when he started, it was still pretty loud, and I hated that. And over time, he's gotten
Ow, ow.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, these notes suck.
I have fingers that it's sort of like corduroy going up against each other.
Yeah. Too much flesh.
Yeah.
And it makes a terrible sound. And now he's gotten it down
to barely
anything.
Very calloused.
I love that. I was thinking, oh, God. Make it stop. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, take him away.
Take him to the
top. So I didn't have to hear him. But then I was going, oh, my God, help us.
Mm, but that's Meg, good. We're not here to talk. And do you go by Meg, Megan, Maggie, or Maggie?
I go by any of those and also something like Samantha. You can call me Samantha, Meg, Megan, Maggie.
Okay.
I'm going to try and Steve out.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I'm giving it a go.
I'm not crazy about it.
No?
I was hoping maybe I could just call you by your nickname, Colin.
That is cool.
So your nickname's Colin and your middle name is Steve.
Yeah, and my actual first name is Colin, but my nickname, which Michael didn't mention, has two L's instead of one.
Yeah.
And which is and it's both kind of the an L joke. And both the L's are lightning bolts. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Which explains the tattoo you have.
Well, I had to do something to cover up those bite marks from the Wolf of Wall Street.
Meg, we are not here to talk about us and our many skills. We want to hear from your reading.
Well, is it time for the excerpt?
It is. Skirt. It is time for the excerpt.
I absolutely knew it was. This is a little...
It? Yeah, yes.
Well, this is absolutely ridiculous how we're about to read this because you guys are the first ones to hear.
Literati exclusive.
Okay, if you're listening, get down on the floor.
Get on the floor. It's not to be listened to in a chair, people.
Because you'll fall right out of it, you little dink.
We're allowed to say that?
We get one.
You get one, you've used it. So this is something I'm going to release in something I called, I'm going to do a real book release online. And that's something I've kind of coined as putting up on my blog.
Oh.
And every time I post a book on there, I go, this is a real one.
So this is a real book release online.
Lying to them. And
I love that. Blog sounds so accessible
ridiculous.
To the masses.
And this is from the I'm Too Selfish for My Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. You want to hear chapter one?
Absolutely.
I'm too selfish for my kids, she exclaims as she's getting out of the shower. Too selfish for kids, huh? He pulls her waist in close to his torso. Well, I'm glad I'm not a kid, Darby says, which is really master. He has morning wood, of course. You're a lucky boy, Darby. She purses her lips together. She can still taste him. Off to work again? I am, she said. Chapter 2, The Loner's Lullaby. And I'm going to do a little of chapter 2. I'm too selfish for kids, she says, as she jumps into the pool. Darby loved how she looked when her head was wet. Chapter 3. Tick, tock, tick, tock. The whore went up the clock. Oral sex. So easy it should be illegal. In and out, as simple as day. He is the Mad Hatter, and she's Alice. Alice is too selfish for kids, but not selfish enough for one giant one towering over her body every single night, five, 6-7 feet tall. So then that story, and that's where it ends for chapter three. Wow. But that is really saying, whoa, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The husband is the kid, people.
Whoa.
So I don't even know if I picked up on that.
And she's too and he goes, oh, you can't be selfish for anything. You can't, you're too selfish for marriage. You're too selfish for kids, for having a treat at night.
Wow. This, what a dense book.
I love how fast those chapters flew by. Because that is, that's what content
there's
is these days.
724 chapters. Don't 724 chapters.
Wow.
And it's only 10
but
pages long.
But it feels
long.
So good to finish each
ten
chapter.
Pages
I'm
long.
Like, wow, I guess I'm a smart mm-hmm. reader. Boom, done,
also,
another one.
I got to say, if that's, I'm too selfish for uh-huh. kids. I can't imagine what sex tips is.
And I can't wait to see what it is either, because I haven't written it yet, but I've
just
have a
come
lot
up with
a title.
I would say 90% of writing a book mm-hmm. is just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
The actual writing's easy. And we yeah. this is some of the advice we give to our listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actual writing's easy. Mm-hmm. Put it off. Mm-hmm. Spend a lot of time just thinking about what you kind of want to write and what mm-hmm. your life will be like when you're finally famous.
I want to do a big hat expo.
Yes. Yeah.
Most of what being an artist is about is planning how to spend the money you yes. hope you get one day.
Oh, God.
And being morally superior.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Megan, I have a couple questions now after hearing what you're actually like as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
First one would be, what is the plot of I'm Too Selfish for Kids?
Well, it's about a woman who feels she's realizing every day in a new way, oh, my God, you know? And she's going, yeah. and she goes to the grocery store. She goes, oh, maybe I'll get a piece of cake. And then I go, oh, God, I'm selfish.
Yeah.
For this. I'm glad I don't have kids, but also now I'm thinking, well, I might be too selfish to be in the grocery store.
Wow.
So we're watching.
So she's really
yourself.
Grappling yeah. with this guilt mm-hmm. of sound. Yeah, you know, like guilt is a powerful
Cowboy
thing.
Cowboy, take me. She does a couple songs
in the book.
Yes.
And oh, I love that. How does that get represented in text? Or is it one of those things where you open up the book and it sings?
Well, this is the cool thing about this is the really rad thing about yeah. Putting it online is I think it's pretty cool beans that literally in the middle of a sentence I will put a link to something I'm singing
like a hyperlink
to a video
to URL.
Of what I've sung.
Yeah.
So they'll say something like then Alice started singing in the bathtub. You click on the link, all of a sudden I'm singing a Bruno Mars song. And now you're wow. putting that in your head that she's singing
24
that.
Karat Magic or yeah. Uptown Funk.
I will say that yep. Michael and I are also he kind of was hinting at it, but Michael mm-hmm. and I are working on this revolutionary brand new style of audiobook.
You're joking.
That is essentially like a bunch of you know, it's like each page you turn,
mm-hmm.
it is like one of those musical birthday cards where it just reads all the words like as you open the page.
Mm-hmm.
Our
prototype
kind of example
is,
would that be?
Well, the prototype we have now is just a bunch of musical birthday cards stapled together and then like put inside a Great Gatsby jacket, and we bring it to like Penguin and yeah. we're like, this mm-hmm. is kind of what it could be.
Happy
and
birthday to
and then
you.
Singing that.
And then you turn yeah. the next one.
And it's like a fun.
Happy birthday. But it, like,
and then you turn the next one, it's like a fun little spin on it where it's like, it's your birthday. I'm a duck. And it's your birthday. Yeah. We're going to have fun yeah. on your birthday.
Yeah. That tells a story. Yeah. That tells a story.
And we're like, well, just imagine what that would be like if it was
a thousand pages long.
A thousand pages. Talking about Captain Ahab trying to get a whale.
Yeah.
Or something like
and
that.
And we're trying to turn
birthday
that
into.
Yeah, just replace birthday with whale and happy with Captain Ahab.
Happy whale to you.
Call yeah. me birthday. And we're trying to find a way to digitize it, but so far.
You guys are looking for money from me. I just realized it.
Well, all I'm going to say is we're looking for a way to digitize it, and all we need is a new MacBook. So that costs what? $2,000-$3,000?
This podcast. We were hoping you wouldn't catch on, but we have asked every single one of our guests we've had on before you for money.
Usually we do it with a look or by making our hand do like a, come on, give me some money.
Which you've been doing the whole time.
I have. And then my hand's cramping up. And that's why I decided to pivot and just say, Megan Stalter, could we have some money?
And I was trying to let you know by showing you that my pockets were empty and then like making little crying
Master,
faces.
Master, sit down. I got this.
Wow. Baring his teeth.
I am really upset right now, and I'm going to try to keep my cool, and I'm going to try to come back down to earth, because right now I thought I was coming to heaven, and this feels like one night in hell, you two asking me for money. Two of my best, closest friends. We bonded so much, and all of a sudden you guys are, oh my God, you were a successful writer. Why didn't the gravy train come here to me?
all we need is you to say yes and then to wire us thousands of dollars.
How many dollars?
Thousands of them, please. And well,
I don't know about this.
You know what? We would never want to be in imposition. You are our guest. We are here to talk to you about reading and writing. So let's get back to the podcast, back to the normal interview.
I'm
Megan,
cool down.
Would you? So here's a writer's question. Mm-hmm. Where do you keep your extra money?
In my library book.
Okay.
And that would be the library book.
I don't know if I want to tell you guys because it feels like you might go looking.
No. These are just unrelated. Totally unrelated.
Okay.
These are questions we ask all our authors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, number one, I haven't made any money off the writing stuff.
Oh yeah,
I work at Walgreens for a couple days out of the month, and I will clock in and I do my shift. I ignore every single person that walks by and talks to me. I don't ring a single person up.
And that's satisfying as a job.
I can think about other things, my friend.
Okay.
You don't even want to know what I'm thinking about when I'm at Walgreens.
I've heard that you think of the dirtiest things
you could think of. Yeah. I'm constantly writing pornography in there.
Whoa.
What if one of those Reese's peanut butter cups was smeared all over my sweet little butt?
Well, you guys don't want to hear my ultimate fantasy.
Ooh.
Me? I think we do. I walk into work and clock in.
It doesn't work. The clock punching in thing doesn't work.
And this Walgreens still uses that?
Okay. Kind of like an old like a sawmill factory.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it doesn't work. I start screaming. I'm screeching. I'm really upset. It's not working. How am I going to get paid today?
Great start to a fantasy.
I'm, wow, the hell? Everyone stops and looks at me. I go, what the hell is happening? All of a sudden, the doors lock. The lights turn off.
Mm.
And then there's a voice on the recording that goes, come to the makeup counter, Megan. I go to the makeup counter. I lay across the makeup counter and everyone runs a train on my ass.
Whoa.
In the Walgreens.
Wow, that's your ultimate fantasy.
But do you ever get paid for the work?
I get paid $56 every time I go into Walgreens.
Okay.
That's incredible. Now, we don't like to talk about money, obviously.
Well, it seems like you're obsessed with it.
Well, we don't like to talk about it. Sometimes our hand is forced.
We just want to know where it is and how do we get it.
Listen, Literati is the most popular podcast on the network. We have dozens of listeners.
Please don't fact check
But people have been saying that if we don't get more listeners, please rate, review, and subscribe, that they're going to put down the Forever Dog.
Oh, my.
And so
I'm not a fan of that.
This money is not for us. Okay. It's for the network. And let me tell you, I know you're a writer, you're a singer,
Thank you.
An actor.
Everybody knows it.
There we go. Singer. You could have a podcast on this network like this. Oh, it would be so, just say the word.
That's the name of it. Just say the word.
Just say the word.
There you go.
Just sing the word.
Just sing the word.
And there's a secret word each episode. And if the guest sings it, well, they get to be the guest.
That's Pee Wee's Playhouse. You're stealing from Pee Wee's Playhouse just like you're trying to steal my money.
Do you know what great artists do? They steal. Good artist copy.
And I'm not a very good artist.
Yeah, and the best artists, they just say that they're an artist and don't do a goddamn thing.
And the greatest artists, they're teachers.
I can't give you money, but I could hire you guys.
Okay.
You can hire us?
I could hire you, but I'm not going to give away. I'm not a freeloader.
Wait, is this at Walgreens, though?
No, I'm looking for an editors.
Two editors to
read all of my things.
I've done some editing before. My philosophy is hands off. I like to say, if the writer's smart, I don't need to get messy in there.
Okay.
And I also hate punctuation.
So, well, I never used it before.
Good.
You don't need it.
You don't need it. Every punctuation is taking the space of a letter. Mm. I've never seen a comma and been moved by that.
People should know when a sentence is done.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, you're saying it. I'm too selfish to have kids. You can tell what kind of punctuation's in there.
Well, also you can tell because you wrote it on an incline.
Mm-hmm.
So you can so you know that it's supposed to slope up.
Yeah. Megan, what's your process like as a writer? How do you get your ideas?
Well, they always come to me. I lay down and my husband makes me a little bit of tea. I tell him to put it over a desk that's away from me. Turn off all the lights. I have to find where it is. So I'm laying there. I go, have you put it down yet? He's he's hidden the tea somewhere. I'm walking around blindfolded, by the way, of course, yeah, with a big silly hat on.
And just to in case our audience have gotten lost, this is how you get your ideas. Mm-hmm. Continue.
I put on the goofiest outfit I can. I'm fumbling around there. Sometimes it takes me about 3 hours to find the tea. Put my hand in it, scald my hand.
And that's the tea, sis.
He rushes me to the ICU. Uh-huh. I always write my best ideas in that ambulance.
Oh, there's something about that nice, mm-hmm. frantic environment.
It's frantic. It's, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. God, what's my next mm-hmm. idea?
I feel alive.
It's frantic, mm-hmm. and it's somehow peaceful all the time. It's like being in the eye of a tornado.
Because yeah, you don't get stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
You get to cut right through it. Yeah. What's
Once
more peaceful
to the hospital
than that?
Room, my yeah. husband has wild sex with my body. Well, I want it too.
In the ICU.
Yeah.
Okay.
The doctor leaves and we go, well, thank God he's gone.
Put the bed on an incline and go to town.
Sometimes not.
So
not
the doctors are there being like, you both need to wrap this up so yes. that we can help
perform surgery, yeah. dress the wound. And dress you're like, you're not dressing this wound.
I go, I'd want to be undressed.
Yeah, oh. yeah. Undress the wound.
I need 50 cc's of penis stat. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was cruel.
Okay.
Crude.
Well, crude.
I
yeah.
was just getting into it. I
that
thought
was really sexual.
Yeah. A little unnecessary.
He flips my ass open and lets me have it right there. And I go, oh, God, the nurse is coming back. And he goes, oh, honey. I've tied her away from us, which he doesn't mean he tied anyone. He's tied the door shut, though.
She's tied up with other
She's tied
work.
Up right now, honey. She can't get here.
Oh, man. And then when do you write?
Here's the thing is I yeah. record all the ideas with
oh,
my
voice memos
with the phone. And then later on, when I'm I get home after I go to lay. I sit in front of the TV, turn on Netflix, and there I go, scribing everything I've said.
So I will say...
you do of your best writing in front of the Netflix.
I will say, if you hadn't told us the titles of your books yes. earlier in the episode, I might be like, how is this a book?
Right.
Mm. But because I know that one of the titles of your books is sex, 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 mm. sex,
it's like,
tips,
how is this not a
I'm
book?
Like, yeah, that makes sense that that's your process.
So we are sadly running out of time.
Better sing a song.
I was going to say, we could either do one of the hyperlinks from your book, or we could try to work on the memoir that the four of us are writing, Biologically
oh God, I love
Bisexual.
That. Well, people, call in and tell me what you want to do.
Okay. Are the lines open?
No.
Okay, the lines aren't.
The lines are closed. Yeah.
The lines are closed. That's not great.
So.
We could play strip poker.
I left my cards in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's try and let's do. So Colin and I, we love stream of consciousness mm-hmm. writing because it's a good way to not have to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you it can't be wrong if somebody's like, hey, this writing isn't very good. You'd be like, well, I didn't think about it. I just wrote it.
Stream
oh,
of
I
consciousness.
Love that.
Yeah. yeah. Right. People are like, well, I put they're like, it seems like this is inconsistent and kind of just a flurry of words. You're like, well, I did it on the spot.
Yeah. Well, back up. I did it when I was half asleep.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, oh, you just came up mm-hmm. with this on the fly. That's actually pretty impressive. So maybe we try that where we each say a sentence of the memoir, Biologically mm-hmm. Bisexual.
Oh, I love that.
And once we feel like we're sick of this, mm-hmm. then we can all go home.
Okay. That's good.
Is that a good deal?
And also my trolley's waiting for me.
Oh, you brought it all the way with you from San Francisco.
Is that, where I'm from.
Is that... That's what you drive? That's what you and your husband were having sex with?
Well, there's a driver.
That's what you and your husband were having sex with?
Yes, yes.
And that's why you were late?
Yes.
You were in a trolley.
Yes, okay. For people that miss it, we were
I will
2 hours
say
late.
That was, well, it is hard to drive a trolley on streets with no trolley tracks.
Yeah.
It is just sort of grinding metal on the concrete.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll start Biologically Bisexual, a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
First line. I woke up on a Tuesday and I looked around and thought, boy, sure would be a good day to fall in love, finally. I've been spending all my time being a professional spy for the government. And also, writing a movie about, it's actually a documentary and it's about the education system and why it's all screwed up. So I'm a pretty good person, but when do I have time for me?
Again,
and
Michael
my
does
love?
Not believe in editing.
And when do I believe in me and my
Dude, this
love?
Is all one line.
This is the first line. The Colin, first next line goes to you.
Where did yours end again?
Trying to find love in between being a CIA spy and writing a movie about education.
That.
As I said, it was Tuesday. One more day till hump day, I thought to myself, my favorite time of week. my personal weekend. Boy, I can't wait till hump day.
They don't all have to be long. Yeah, sessions. That's perfect. Okay.
Pass it on.
Her hand was shaking up my thigh to pull down my panty liner. I couldn't believe I was doing this with a girl, but I kind of liked it.
Wait a second. I screamed out loud at the top of my lungs.
Wait, does Master go at all?
Oh, absolutely not. No. He hates to be on air.
Sorry. Well,
but he is one of the
authors. He is one of the credited authors.
Should he be? Do you want him to come over?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous. He has been, because he's on the leash over there, and he has been pulling the radiator like out of the wall. Yeah. Makes me very nervous.
He's eating his own leg.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you if you want him on air.
Michael, why don't you just continue? Yeah.
Okay. I'll just continue. And if he
happens
to pop in.
Maybe he'll give a little greeting later.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, I said out loud at the top of my lungs, screaming into the ear of my soon-to-be lover. I'm a woman. You're a woman. This has never happened to me before. I'm used to having sex with men and men only, meaning that I'm heterosexual. To have sex with you would mean I'm bisexual, and I would have to rethink everything. But is this biology?
Oh, they say it in the title. They say the title in it.
And then I thought about it and was like, yep, I'm cool. Let's do this.
And then I thought, oh my God, I love this. And then all of a sudden, I got a little ring from my Mr. Spy friend.
Oh, the ring is on my finger and my panty liner's on the floor. This is the craziest Tuesday of my life. And I guess I'm biologically bisexual, according to my DNA.
The end.
Wow.
That was so delicious.
Do you have a publisher we could send that to? I know you're self-published.
I'm not allowed to contact them
anymore.
Yeah,
we've been banned.
Oh. From all the publishers. Yeah.
The big ones and the small ones.
Yeah. They email me, stop it.
Colin and I we're on what's called government watch lists because of bad, you know Barnes & Noble?
I've never heard of that.
Well, they're these brothers and they've both...
Who is that?
Put restraining orders on.
Yeah, it's like Borders, but still around for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
For now.
Barnes and Noble. Am I saying it right?
Close. There's a little lilt Noble. On it. It's more of a U, like a
Noble.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we like to end every podcast by asking our guest if they have any advice for young aspiring reader.
Go ahead.
Well, then.
Wait, go ahead.
Young aspiring readers.
Be a part of the Writers Guild.
Okay. This is for readers.
Have to be a part of the Writers Guild.
Yeah. You gotta know how to write if you're gonna know how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also would say to walk with style in and out of anywhere you go.
Mm.
If people are looking at you like you don't have style, you could say something like, what are you looking at? You've never seen someone with style before? You're absolutely ridiculous.
Just because I'm a farmer doesn't mean I can't strut.
I wouldn't say the farmer thing.
What?
Michael, you're doing it wrong.
Michael.
Just watch and pay attention.
Okay, you're right.
Let's show him again.
I was trying to be confident and
I walk into the mall. Oh my God. Look who it is. I'm talking about myself. Look who it is. She's back and ready to shop. And I have everything I've ever wanted. You can say something like that.
Okay. Let me try this.
Don't say the farmer thing.
Yeah.
Heads up, kiddos. It's me.
You're not walking into a school.
Yeah, or a gymboree. So don't say.
Okay. Sorry, let me try it again. Hello, everybody at the Genius Bar.
He's doing it like he's supposed to be giving a speech. And it's more just
casual. I'm just throwing it off.
Yeah.
Click, clack, dickwads. It's me, Michael, and I'm ready to shop. And I got all the stuff I need in the trunk of my car.
Okay, the last part was...
So if you ever want to see this sweet piece of beef again, you're going to want to get a good long look, because I'm never going back in the Zara's as long as I may live, so help me God. Two fingers to the sky.
The
bye-bye.
Trunk of the car thing, though. Huh?
Yeah, also the Genius Bar at the Zara's.
Wait, do you want to try? Can I see if
Colin's got so much style and grace.
I have no style.
You got style and grace. Try it, Colin. What's the worst that could happen?
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Look at me.
Oh.
I'm back here at the Gap.
Just try.
Do you work at the Gap?
Own it more.
Here to work. Does anyone need any help?
Colin, maybe a fancier store than the Gap.
Hey.
Hello, I'm here at Barclay.
Oh, I'm here at the Barclay
Card Center.
The Card Center?
Target. What's that Barclay? I'm at the big Barclay building.
I'm selling basketball tickets at the Barclay, baby.
I'm a Barclay Barker.
Yeah. Who wants to watch some basketball?
Yes,
woo! I love that. And guess what? I'm wearing gym shorts two sizes too small.
Well, tell them to guess what how small
guess what
they
size?
Are.
Hey, you. Hey, you hot dog salesman. What size do you think these shorts are?
Yes.
Medium? Wrong. They're extra small, and that's why you can see both my cheeks.
I love that. You asked him, what does he think? You called him out by his job. Mm-hmm. Which I love. What are
you
doing?
I wish I'd gotten his height in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, yes.
Hey, you tall little man. Guess my size.
Tall little man. I love that.
Yeah.
So, I guess we got
to
stop.
And again, that is advice to readers.
Yes, and writers.
And writers.
Lastly, we just want to go around and say the title and the first line of our upcoming book. So whatever is next on the... I can start... the book that I've been working on for months and months and months now, it's almost been 3 years, is called Chocolate for Breakfast. And here's the first line. My blood pumped. My heart throbbed. My stomach ached. And my pants slipped right on. Yep. It was breakfast time and I was at Willy Wonka's factory. So that's just a taste, and
is
I will say
sequel to Willy
it
Wonka?
Is an unofficial sequel. You picked up on that. Okay.
Well, at the end, you kind of say
it's
it.
A subtle little Easter egg. Colin, your turn.
Okay, so this I have a first line from my upcoming book called Sky for a Rug, and it goes wiping my dirty feet on the stars again. Doing handstands, feeling good.
Yes.
That's the first line of my book.
When's that coming out?
That should be out next month. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm obsessed.
In tweets on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All one thread. One long, thread.
Yeah.
Okay. And Megan, we'll close it out with you.
Trains, planes, and automobiles. And then that's the title. And then the...
Trains, planes, and automobiles.
Yeah. Okay. And then the first line is... Oh my God! Everyone needs to get inside the vehicle. We gotta go.
And this is also, it's a mystery novel because they don't know which vehicle to get in.
Yeah,
there's four vehicles.
I cannot wait to read that.
Yeah,
I thank you for your words. Thank you for sharing your genius.
Thank you for your wisdom.
Wiring us that $2,000-$3,000.
I wish I will do.
Thank you.
And that's the end of that chapter.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam. And liking our page on Facebook.